Gosh, it is cold. It is very, very cold. So this morning, trying to thaw out, and what a warming thought. Very, very cheesy, but very, very warming. Come to find out what is in store for Wivenhoe Moving Image, the independent cinema, serving in Wivenhoe, Colchester, and anybody else who's welcome to come along, who's got a passion and an interest in supporting local cinema. And of course, Moira, my guest, we know is very much also behind this ethos. Moira, good morning.
Good morning, Jason.
Suitably warm for you?
Yes, thank you.
A warm drink, yes.
Yeah.
So we've come to explore, really, some of the ideas behind Moving Image, looking forward for the new season. Before we have the big drum roll, as ever, and look at the schedule, we could perhaps mention a few things going off. The start of the year means membership renewal time.
Indeed it does. Our memberships run to December, and so people who were members last year but haven't yet renewed will need to do so, and they can do that just whenever they next come to a film, but of course we hope that will be very soon.
And I'm not at all flinching. My membership is due for renewal. It's not going to be a few spare coins on the back of the settee, but it also won't break the bank. We need to really establish why Moving Image is such fantastic value for money.
Well, it's only £10 for the year, and then you pay £4.50 per film. If you're not a member, you pay £6. And you can do the math. It doesn't take many films to add up those £1.50s to make it worthwhile. And of course, in addition, we are increasingly having membership events, so being a member does mean something as well.
Yeah, I should mention that other cinemas are available in the area, namely out towards Colchester, with big, bright, flashing lights. You can look at their prices. £10 membership for Moving Image for the entire year, and then £4.50 a film. Absolute bargain. So any members that are due to renew, you just stroll up. Preferably not before the film's about to start. Give a few minutes to sort things out.
Or, in fact, people can also, if they go to the Wivenhoe bookshop, they can always renew there.
Right, where would Wivenhoe be without the bookshop?
Absolutely.
The whole centre of the community. So you mentioned, Moira, a few of the events. And so Moving Image is not just really about screening films.
Well, we obviously primarily are about screening films, but we did have some special events just before Christmas. And in particular, our members' evening when we had the Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner was a particularly successful event. We knew from the survey we had last year that members were keen to have some special events. This was the first try. We had Sid Bailey, who's very knowledgeable, introduce the film and set it in context. And then we watched the film, and then we had discussions, which first in little groups and then in a plenary session. I mean, that all sounds very formal. It wasn't. The bar was open, drinks were flowing. It was very congenial, and people enjoyed it. We were in the British Legion rather than Phillip Road on that occasion, and it was overflowing, so it's very good.
Yeah, because there's often maybe a feeling that after a film is finished normally as part of the Moving Image schedule, people want to socialise, and we know time is a bit tight perhaps at the Phillip Road Centre, so the idea of these sessions is for the members to watch the film and then be social.
Absolutely. And we're certainly thinking we'll certainly be doing it again, and currently planning another one in the next couple of months.
And maybe also getting dressed up. So It's a Wonderful Life was one of the films that was screened before Christmas, and it was more than just a screening.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't expect the audience to dress up for that one, but certainly Gail Berry and her team, who did the wonderful vintage tea provision, they were dressed the part, and they had a wonderful range of all the usual afternoon tea, cakes. We had hot mulled wine, or hot mulled cider, I think it was actually, and it was a really nice afternoon.
And boxes of handkerchiefs for the tears.
Absolutely.
Come the end, yes. And we do want to really get on and address what some of these films are, but one of the wonderful things about Wivenhoe Moving Image is there are so many other areas to explore, and so whilst they're thinking with these themed events as well, there was also the Moving Image quiz before Christmas.
Yeah, that again, really good evening, also in the British Legion, also with the bar open, as quizzes normally are. We all felt that the questions were a bit hard, and I think, but it was still fun. If we do it again, the question setters will tone it down a bit.
And can we name maybe who is one of the film buffs, or one of the teams that the film buffs of Wivenhoe, who currently wears the crown?
Well, actually, it was the team I was in, Drew Level, and we had to have a playoff, and the other team won, and that was Ginny, Bob, Vivian and Steve Goldsmith.
Right. Predictable, but congratulations all the same.
And their sons too. I mustn't forget their sons. Yeah.
Okay, so that is some things that have been happening. Also, maybe we should talk about the nuts and bolts of Moving Image. And so people, I'm sure, locally are very, very aware of the ongoing kind of changing situation with the Philip Road Centre. But it's a bit more concrete now. There's a bit of a, hopefully, some optimism, certainly for the immediate future.
Well, immediately, we know that the threat that the school provision might move out after Christmas has gone, and we now know that we're safe and they won't be moving out till the end of the academic year, so in July. So Moving Image is definitely no problems for the rest of this season through to the summer. And at the same time, there's lots of activity going on led by the Town Council about the various aspects of as it were, saving Philip Road and saving it as a community asset. And, well, there's lots going on, and we'll make sure that we do everything we can to ensure that the facility stays there for everybody.
Yes. So that has been roughly some of the Moving Image news and things that have been happening since the Christmas break. What we need to do now, though, is talk about some of the films. So we've missed the first one, which was last Saturday, which was Ted. Was it well received?
It was well received by most of the audience. One or two of the audience apparently were deeply shocked by the profanity, but we did warn them in the publicity.
I think it's fair, yes, it was flagged. It's the posters for this film show a lovely cuddly teddy bear. This is not a Goldilocks story.
It is not. But anyway, those of us the vast majority of the audience were very laughed a lot. So. But this coming Saturday, where we've got a much more serious film, Shadow Dancer. This is a thriller, a political thriller, set in... It's about an IRA sympathiser in Ireland who's forced to be an informer by being blackmailed by MI5. And Clive Owen, Andrea Risborough, the acting is first class. It's tense, slow burning, but it's really, really gripping and highly recommended.
So that's this Saturday at the Philip Road Centre. And then we have more films as well, hopefully, to explore.
Yeah, and then the following week, unusually, we've got a documentary. I say unusually, I mean, we do have them from time to time. But this one, Ai Weiwei, Never Sorry, is about Ai Weiwei, who's the renowned Chinese artist and dissident. It's made by an American documentary maker, Alison Clayman, and she had access to Ai Weiwei during the time he was working on the Bird's Nest Stadium for the 2008 Beijing Olympics and then beyond. And it's based on interviews with him, with his family, with numerous people from the world of art in China, and should be of great interest to anybody who's interested in either his political ideas, his work as an architect, a conceptual artist, anything. So,
I was going to say that it sounds very much like a Moving Image film, if there is such a thing, but it always surprises me in that you could put on these artistic documentary films exploring political ideology, they're okay. You put on something like Ted, and that maybe is a Moving Image film, and so it's probably quite hard for you to try and pitch as to what you're doing, which is no bad thing. Keeps you on your toes, hopefully.
Well, it keeps us on our toes. It also hopefully keeps the community happy, in that it means there's something for everybody over a few weeks. We do try and make sure that we have this diversity. I mean, the following week, on the 2nd of February, we've got a completely different film called Holy Motors, which... many people probably haven't heard of, but it came out towards the end of last year. It's a French film, within English subtitles, of course. And, I mean, if I just quote from Peter Bradshaw from The Guardian, who gave it 5 black stars, which is a quite rare event, Holy Motors is weird and wonderful, rich and strange, barking mad, in fact.
So there's quite a few films that do seem to slip underneath certainly the mainstream radar, things I might think about and like know what's showing locally in town. But that must make it quite useful for Moving Image, because then you can really, you aren't under any kind of pressure to show some of the films that people are expecting. And so some of these films that maybe people aren't quite aware of, that is there for you to actually put on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we wanted to achieve, really, to get films that aren't on at the Odeon. I mean, not that we don't sometimes show films that have been on and are very popular, but this is really why we got going. Anyway, with this film, Holy Motors, basically don't look for a plot. Just come and be prepared to go with the flow and enjoy and laugh.
Okay, so no plot. I was talking about music or emotions, maybe.
It's a man who has parallel lives, and there's no connection between them. I mean, it is apparently. I haven't seen it. Apparently, it's there is no rhyme or reason, but it's very enjoyable.
Okay, right. I'll be open-minded and sit back, and we'll see you next time what I make of it. Okay, and if we can also
and then
continue.
Something rather more conventional in a way, conventional in terms of the people will have heard of it. On the 9th of Feb, we've got Anna Karenina, and obviously this is the classic Tolstoy story. However, it's the latest version, which the screenplay is by Tom Stoppard, and it's been set rather differently in that. He and the director, Joe Wright, have chosen to set it in a theatre. And, it was highly acclaimed. It's got Keira Knightley in the title role and Jude Law as her husband. And I think I and many others are really looking forward to seeing this one.
Okay, so that is on the
9th of Feb.
The 9th of Feb. And we have, I think, one more film to try and highlight in this current moving image
That's
schedule.
That's right. And then the last one of this season is on the 16th of Feb. We've got a film called Ginger and Rosa. This is a British film, again, made in 2012. It looks at the lives of two teenage girls who were actually born on the day that the Hiroshima in 45. They've been friends ever since, but this is about their lives when they're 17-ish, and they're growing up in 60s London, and it's about a female friendship shaped by the threat of global annihilation and the stirrings of the 60s.
Your kind of everyday film that you might expect to see, maybe on a Sunday afternoon on Channel 4, perhaps. Yeah, but that, in all seriousness, is really quite a challenging, I think, very inspiring new schedule for Moving Image. As ever, can we just maybe touch upon more? So how on earth, as a sort of selection procedure, do you go about choosing these films? Because if you were to try and pick these films out of a hat, I don't think you could do that.
Well, we've literally 2 days ago had the meeting about the next batch, and basically anybody who's involved as a volunteer for Moving Image is invited to put in ideas, and we pull these all together and eliminate those that are really off the wall, or where we think from past experience we just won't get any kind of audience. And we hammer it out, but then try and get the kind of mix that we've talked about, having a documentary here, a foreign language film there, a comedy, whatever. I think we're just waiting to confirm the dates on our next batch, but I think we'll be doing the same sort of mix again.
Yeah, so it all sounds very, very democratic. We mentioned before on these previous recordings about the member survey, so that gives you a bit of guidance as to what your members are interested in. But yeah, so we're entering what? Is this the third year Moving Image?
Absolutely.
Still going strong?
Still going strong.
At the Philip Road Centre. And I think we can say, touching lots of wood, long may it continue. Best place really to go online. So movingimage.org.uk. Incredibly active on Twitter as well, so you can find out what's going off. But really, pretty much Philip Road Centre in Wivenhoe on a Saturday evening. Film starts at 8 o'clock. We mentioned the bargain price. Everybody welcome. So please do come in and support the local cinema. Right, Mauro, so wow, thank you. That's very, very impressive. Thank you for your time. And until next time, we shall then catch up.
Thank you, Jason.